All this week here on KCBS, we're following crime survivors who go inside prisons to share their stories with people who are incarcerated for violent crimes. It's a program run by the East Bay nonprofit, the Ahimsa Collective, and is a key component of the work that prisoners are writing letters to the people they harmed. A warning, the story you're about to hear contains references to violence and sexual assault, which may be triggering for some listeners. KCBS's Kathy Novak reports from inside Soledad State Prison.
To the daughter of John Doe.
The men reading these letters are incarcerated for some terrible crimes.
These words are written to you because of the pain inside of your heart for my actions that led to the cold-blooded murder of your loving father.
And as part of this program, they're writing to the people they harmed to apologize.
Your father did nothing, either by his words or actions, to deserve the violence which was inflicted upon him. For being responsible of the death of your father, I am deeply sorry.
The survivors of crime who come into this prison are not only sharing their stories, they're working with the incarcerated men to find the right words for those letters.
I want them to understand, like, I've thought of these things.
Ella Dowd explains that she was still trying to process the death of her daughter, Emily, when she got an apology letter through the DA's office.
He had been waiting and hoping for a chance to talk to me.
And she wasn't ready to hear about the life that the man who killed Emily was living in prison.
He was telling me that he was taking college courses. And I was like, what do you mean you're taking college courses? Emmy was finally getting to the point where she was thinking about going back to school.
This is all part of illustrating the complex emotions, big and small, that come up for victims and survivors.
I mean, you can get creative, right?
Martina Lutz-Schneider is a program manager with the Ahimsa Collective, which created the Empathize group.
There's nothing more impactful for a person who has caused harm to sit across a crying mother who's lost her loved one. When you're in the courtroom as the accused and you hear you have violated Penal Code 657, and that's why you're going to prison, right? It doesn't have much meaning.
And when a group of survivors comes into the prison, these incarcerated men have to face the harm they have caused.
Yeah, I've been down about 15 years. And I got to tell you, the most intimidating thing I've ever seen was seeing you guys walk up on the yard. That was scary.
Morning.
It's like a day of reckoning, like a day of being accountable.
And when they write their apology letters, they try to put themselves in a victim's shoes.
I can only imagine what you were thinking when I was attacking you. Why is he doing this? Is he going to kill me? Will he not stop? Am I going to see my family again?
They're the kind of thoughts that might have been going through Jane Piper's mind when she was being attacked.
And it helps me because I don't have an apology letter from the man who raped me. I would love to get one. Both your letters were beautiful.
As part of this letter writing workshop, she explains how important it is for the men to acknowledge what they did.
On September 4th of 2011, I broke into your home to rob and kill you.
And take responsibility.
I broke your elbow. I caused you to get cuts on your feet from broken glass. I punched you and kicked you in the face and body. I choked you. I tased you. I gagged you. I made you live in fear. I did all that and more to you because I was a sad and broken coward who could not take any real accountability in his life.
Addressing that feeling of being sad and broken, says program manager Martina, is also key to stopping these men from harming others in the future.
To me, this comes back to community safety. People who hate themselves will hate others and hurt others.
Though she knows not everyone wants to hear that.
I don't like it.
We'll explore that perspective in the next part of this series. Inside Soledad State Prison, Kathy Novak, KCBS.